fighting for America.
He's a murderer! A cold-blooded murderer! We didn't say the carnal thing! A cold-blooded murder! That's it! Homicide! It's a homicide!
Fighting for Idaho.
The notion that white cops are out there just killing black people, that's ridiculous. And I hate that narrative coming out of that, out of this entire situation. You know, they're the only thing in the ghetto between this place being the Wild Wild West.
Fighting for you.
I don't know if we like facts. That's going to probably deflate the story, but please go ahead.
I understand that.
Boise's Mr. Right.
We thank you for listening and for calling in.
You're welcome.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Don't forget, coming up, we will have more items from the online auction at 580KIDO.com. If you're looking for something to do in the morning and you're kind of like me, like to multitask, why don't you check out 580KIDO.com and look at some of the great items that you'll find there. Joining us now is our friend, the talented Mr. Ripley. Gee, I bet he's never heard that one before. David
How
Ripley.
You doing, my brother?
Great. David Ripley of Idaho Chooses Life. Good morning, sir.
Nice to visit with you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the end of the year, if you will. How was the year in morals, values, and culture here in the state of Idaho?
Well, I think we've seen some struggles, that's for sure. The fact that we did not make any progress in the legislative session in 2014 is of real concern to me. And the assault on families and traditional marriage is a great concern to, the Christian community in general, I think. And so, it hasn't been the best of years, I think. We may be looking at some kind of turnaround with the national elections and a Republican majority in the Senate. That may suggest, if nothing else, that the American, public has had a gutful of liberalism and the values that, they've been trying to foist upon us for the last several years.
Right.
We shall see what the, what it translates into in terms of policy.
Let's talk a little bit about the election. What did the election bring to Idaho? What will the legislature look like?
Well, I think we have obviously a strong Republican majority in both bodies, but I think it's probably fair to say that the moderate wing of the party has probably come out of the whole election cycle strengthened. I think the balance of power is pretty close, but probably favors the moderate side of the equation, and that may translate into substantial policy changes in Idaho. We'll see what it means, in terms of Medicaid expansion. I think there's clearly some pretty powerful interest trying to push that agenda. I have hopes that we can stop it, but I think it's going to be a fight.
Well, I mean, looking at the election, was this a defeat for the conservatives?
I don't know if I would go so far as to call it a defeat. I think it's fair to say that we lost some ground. You look at the leadership races in the legislature, which were concluded last night, apparently. You have to be concerned about the fact that we traded out a Russ Fulcher for a Todd Lakey. And
what are the differences there?
Well, from my point of view, Senator Lakey, after only one term in office, to be fair to him, but in his first term in the state Senate, he comes out of, he has a zero voting record on pro-life issues. He's one of only 9 members of the Senate with a zero voting record and one of only 2 Republicans in the state with a zero pro-life record. What that means in terms of the future, I'm concerned, I have to admit. And when you compare that with person like Russ Fulcher, who, you know, not only had a 100% voting record, but was a champion. You know, he was one of our champions in the halls of leadership and in those, you know, private sessions. I think it's fair to say that Senator Leahy won't be that kind of advocate for us. Perhaps we will get some of his votes in the future, but you know, that's a setback for us. There's just no doubt about that.
And what about the pro-life movement in general here in Idaho?
Well, we've been, you know, tangled up over the insurance exchange and the policies of the Obama administration that are coming down, you know, through that exchange. We have not made much advance in the last several years. And I'm hoping to see in 2015, I'm hoping to see that change. We have a backlog of issues that we need to deal with. One of which is, you know, getting some regulations on RU-46, which is sort of falling through the cracks of the Idaho Code. And I think we have language that the pro-life community has agreed to move forward, and I hope to see that done this year. I hope to see the legislature help the pregnancy centers around the state of Idaho with respect to getting them a sales tax exemption if they're qualified for an exemption under the IRS code, you know, 501c4. And I've met with Governor Otter to discuss the problem of the benefit package for public employees in the state, which includes abortifacient drugs, morning after pill, Ella, and other, you know, morally objectionable coverage that taxpayers in Idaho are paying for. He shares our concern and has agreed to, you know, work with us to try to find some solution to get out from underneath that.
What about the governor? A lot of people were very critical of him. You defended him for his pro-life record.
Well, the fact is, you know, there you can have your differences with the governor. We certainly have had differences with the governor with respect to the insurance exchange. But in terms of his record, I mean, he's signed more pro-life legislation into law than any governor in history. And, you know, in my conversations with him over the summer after the primary, it was clear that, you know, he still holds those convictions. You know, we also were pretty strongly supportive of his work to defend Idaho's Constitution and the values of Idaho's citizens with respect to traditional marriage. And I think conservatives and the Christian community in general, I think, owes him some gratitude for that leadership.
David Ripley with us, Idaho Chooses Life. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. So let's talk a little bit about tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night's going to be a big night.
Boy, I can tell you, you're a lot more excited about talking about tomorrow night than the legislative session.
Well,
come on, David, we've got to wake people up here.
Well, the fact is we got, you know, a lot of work to do in the session, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be a tough one. Tomorrow night is our annual Christmas dinner and auction, which is a critical event. Raise money to get, you know, folks ready for that session. And we have a great speaker coming in, a congressman from Arizona by the name of Trent Franks, who's coming all the way back from D.C. to be with us tomorrow night. And I'm looking forward to seeing Kevin Miller as the master of ceremonies one more time.
Well, I appreciate the honor of being there. And, you know, let's just be very honest when we talk about the world that we live in. It's organizations like Idaho Chooses Life, that IdahoChoosesLife.org, that let people know that they're not alone, that in the plethora of bad news stories that we see, the evilness of what's perpetrated on television or in the media or on the web, that we have like-minded folks. And to me, it's one of my favorite events because you just see great folks in Idaho coming together, having some spaghetti. Our friend, Mr. Corbett, Kent Corbett of Corbett Auctions, so entertaining. Bidding on items.
Great job.
Bidding on items that go for a great cause, whether it's the silent auction or with Kent and the crew. And It's marvelous to see. Doesn't cost much. It's the Eagle Christian Church tomorrow night beginning around 5 or 6. And we'll start rolling at 6:15. But it shows you that you're not alone. And that event, more than any else, gives me hope. And certainly we'd invite folks to come out and get some great deals on some great stuff.
You bet. You know, it's a pretty cool deal. You get to eat dinner and do Christmas shopping, you know, all from a reclined position. It's pretty good.
Exactly. And one of the things that I love about it is I just sit back and I see the folks. And one of the things that gets lost in the whole battle for life is the beauty of children. And David Ripley, you see that, and I see that at this event Friday night at Equal Christian Church, where people bring their kids, and you see what this issue really means and what this issue is really all about.
Yep, we love having kids. It's a family event, and the fact is, it's you know, there's always the speaker in the program, and you know the business of the event, but it's the community that really does, you know. Charges my batteries, and it, you know, it helps get. You think reality is what the Statesman tells you, or what, you know, NBC Evening News tells you in terms of what the world looks like, what people are thinking, or what's going on out there. You know, an event like that where you got several hundred people together who are salt of the earth folks who, you know, are coming together to make a difference. Make some sacrifice, to enjoy some fellowship, to encourage one another. You know, there's the pro-life movement really is really an amazing thing, because unlike many other lobby groups or interest groups or whatever, for the most part, the people involved in the pro-life movement who faithfully donate or give their time or, you know, encourage others or counsel, they get nothing personal out of it. I mean, they are trying to save someone else's child. And most of the time, we have no idea, you know, where God is moving and whose lives are being saved. And the fact is, it's an amazing thing to be a part of.
It is. Hang on, David. More with David Ripley coming up next. Kevin Miller in the morning. 580 KIDO, time for traffic and more.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
6:23, thank you for starting your day with us. Blessed to be a part of it. 43 in Star. David Ripley with us, Idaho Chooses Life, idahochooseslife.org. Big event tomorrow at Eagle Christian Church. What time does that begin, David?
6 o'clock.
6 to 9.
And we start serving dinner about 6:15. So.
You're right about that. That's always a good dinner, very wholesome. And I want to thank the folks at Eagle Christian Church for always hosting that event. Let's talk a little bit about culture. We hear about Ferguson, now New York. There seems to be not only a war on police, but a war on authority. Have you found that to be true?
Well, I think it's very troubling, the kind of rhetoric and the kind of politics that are being waged right now in terms of undermining, you know, the rule of law in general, you know, the disrespect for law enforcement officers who obviously they're human beings and they do make mistakes. I've had a fair amount of, you know, issues over my lifetime with various men in blue, but the fact is they help to maintain a civilized society, and it's a very difficult job. I feel terrible for that young officer in Ferguson. You know, it seems unbelievable to me that he's lost his career without compensation, when as far as I can tell, he's been exonerated for and merely doing his job. It's unbelievable to me that at his age, you know, he's a marked man, and you know, he's been cast afloat in the sea of life, you know, to fend for himself. I think that's very disturbing.
It makes you wonder, though, for people that have children and grandchildren, what type of America will they grow up in?
Well, you know, while you were on break, I was just looking at the story about apparently Megyn Kelly and Fox News did an interview last night trying to argue with various protesters about this hands-up business. You know, where the whole protest movement has been, you know, encapsulated into, you know...
Well, first it's the hoodie, now it's the hands-up.
Right. Well, and what's so strange is that it has nothing to do with the facts. I mean, we, you know, the forensic evidence apparently indicates that he was reaching inside the officer's squad car and was shot in the side. It had nothing to do with his hands being raised and, you know, in some form of surrender. But don't confuse me with the facts, because the publicity angle is too good.
Well, and you have people like Eugene Robinson still perpetrating the false myth that Michael Brown had his hands up and was running away.
Well, the fact is, you have the mainstream media, quote unquote, I don't even know what to call them, you know, helping to perpetuate the storyline, just, you know, regardless of the facts, or in spite of the facts, or contrary to the facts, even. That is one of the more disturbing elements of this story, if you ask me.
Now,
the public needs a qualified, fairly objective media in order to provide it with fundamental information that's reliable. And we're in an era where that's in serious doubt.
David Ripley with us here at 580KIDO. So we take a look at the health exchange, year two. What does that mean for families in Idaho?
Well, we have, it apparently is working in Idaho better than it's working in a lot of places.
You could say that about a lot of things, I guess.
I guess that's true, so that's a good thing. You know, from a moral point of view, we still have problems. I mean, we have that exchange is selling, abortion-related policies, in addition to, you know, the problem I mentioned earlier with respect to public employees. You know, and that comes down from the federal government. Obama's mandate is being applied by state employees and for state employees and through a state-supported insurance exchange, despite the fact that, you know, the policymakers of the state tell me and have told the voters that they are pro-life in general and oppose these kinds of policies and, you know, as a social matter, as a moral matter, and as a matter of conscience. And yet we're all compromised by this. And I think finding a solution to that is going to be very difficult.
David Ripley with us, Kevin Miller in the morning, Idaho Chooses Life. Their great auction starts tomorrow, and dinner at 6 o'clock at Eagle Christian Church. For more information, idahochooseslife.org. What does Christmas mean to you? What does Christmas mean to the region? I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't like the happy holidays, everybody. I caught myself because, gosh forbid, that Christmas is offensive. But what does it mean?
Well, for me, it's a pretty personal. It's a pretty personal deal because, you know, I made some pretty bad choices through my life and found myself in a pretty difficult place. You know, about 20 years ago, and that baby born, in Nazareth is the guy who saved my life and who reached down and rescued me. And I'm doing the work I'm doing today because he gave me life and he gave me a second chance. So it's a big deal to me. And the fact is, this dinner, you know, to work on the pro-life issue is about celebrating what he did for us. And, you know, the fact that he came as a baby, to me, it's kind of, you know, Christmas is like, it's the essence of the pro-life work. And those lives, those innocent babies that are being destroyed by abortion, I think are each magical and are gifts from heaven.
Well, and hopefully we'll get that message across. Finally, one more time. Talk about Friday night.
Well, first of all, let me just say that I just am so grateful for your time and your support, not just, you know, the work, but, you know, coming, making the time to come out and be part of that dinner. You make it a lot of fun, and you do a great job as the MC. And if we've got about 12 to 15 seats left, people want to give me a call today or tomorrow, make reservations, they can call me at 344-8709, and we'll shoehorn them in.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you very much, David. Look forward to tomorrow night.
Yeah, bless you, Kevin. Thanks.
Take care. Our great friend David Ripley, IdahoChooseslife.org, for more information. I'd love to see you there. And that's a great event. You get all carved up, and then everybody has some auction items. And you see the benefits of your work, of your donations, when you see the beautiful children of Idaho. That's what we're fighting for, right? Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Black men can just get shot down like dogs.
There's a man that was choked out on camera. No one was arrested, and no one's losing their job. This is ridiculous.
I'm black, and I'm scared to be black in America.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Idaho, Kevin Miller in the morning. 580-KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And whenever I hear these national stories, and sometimes what folks do in this business is they turn their programs into just kind of a reflection of a national show. And we have great national hosts on this program. We have Dave Ramsey. We have, I'm trying to think, we have Sean. We have Glenn. They all do incredible jobs, and they're highly successful, and they cover huge national stories as we move along here. But one thing that that I see of value in radio is local. And when we see about hear about Ferguson, people are going to say, well, Kevin, how in the world are you going to make this story local? And we talked a little bit about it a couple days ago, whether or not we're undermining the trust that we have in our local police. I mean, in comparison to Ferguson, Missouri, or New York, or what have you, I mean, let's take a look at this here. We have an issue. The biggest issue we had with police wasn't the big issue we had with police where we had a female officer who was detaining someone because he was videoing her, and we made it a big story, and then we had this goof, the online guy who posted it on YouTube to the embarrassment of the Boise Police Department and everything else, sat back and looked at what they did and decided, they're right. We made a mistake. We're going to clean that up, and we're going to make sure that we do the right thing. And you're right. I mean, in comparison to Ferguson, in comparison to everything else, we live in a great town, do we not? I think that we do. So anyway, how do we make this story local? I think what we're seeing here is a national attack on authority. And we've seen a national attack on morality. We've seen a national attack on values. You just heard those clips where people are saying that I'm black and being attacked by police, where the president wants everybody to wear body cameras. Well, if that's the case, shouldn't the president wear a body camera? And then we have Eric Holder and the president second-guessing, ginning these things up. Now, a week ago, and I think I told you this, that I was in New Hampshire. And for the first time in my almost 20 years, and coming up next year, will be my 20th year of hosting a local talk show, over 5 years here. I've been very blessed to do what I love. And for once, I looked at things like you do, like I do the 20 hours that I'm not with you. And I thought to myself, gosh, I wish I was there taking phone calls because people are angry. And then I saw the media coverage And it's the same thing we're hearing now. Eric Holder's mad. Obama's mad. We're going to go after cops. You know, Charles Barkley said something. Without the cops, it'd be the wild, wild west in the ghettos. Heck, it'd be the wild, wild west everywhere else. So you look at the Dakotas and how rough it is there because, you know, they're not used to all the money, all the prostitution, all the drugs coming in. And cops sometimes get a bad name. Do they not? I mean, we're always upset when we get pulled over. We are upset when we have them come to the house. And yet, they're the ones that keep us safe. Now, I don't know about you, but I've never got into a wrestling match with a police officer. I've never decided to go after someone who was carrying a badge and carrying a gun. Now, I'm sorry that Mr. Gardner lost his life. I'm very sorry that Mr. Gardner lost his life. Did he resist arrest? Was there intent? And yet now we have Eric Holder, who's the outgoing attorney general, having an agenda against the police. How hypocritical that we have the chief law enforcement officer in this country attacking the police.
I urge all those inclined to demonstrate tonight and in the days ahead to remain peaceful in their demonstrations and not to engage in activities that deflect our attention from the very serious matters that our nation must confront.
Like burning down businesses, killing a man with a hammer. How about the Ukrainian or the Bosnian man who was beaten with a hammer? Do we know the race of the kids that did that? Do we? Oh, we don't want to bring that up now, do we? Here's more of Captain Justice Eric Holder.
As the Justice Department's independent investigations into the deaths of Michael Brown and Eric Garner proceed, I will continue these conversations as we seek to restore trust, to rebuild understanding, and to foster cooperation between law enforcement and the communities they serve.
Thank goodness we have Mr. Wonderful, Eric Holder. We go to our great friend Jim in Middleton at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, Eric Holder and Barack Obama, with a few others, you know, these people have a personal vendetta against America. And white people in general, conservatives in particular. But I'll move on from that. Kevin, quite frankly, hands up is a lie. And people need to just keep that going. Hands up is a lie. And that's all there is to that. And then very quickly on the New York incident and what have you, that's a little bit different situation. And you know, you've got to look at it with a clear head. And I think there's a little bit more validity to the police using a little bit too much force. It's not the same as the Ferguson case.
Right, but you know, it's on videotape. It's on these things. And, you know, I don't think that you resist arrest. I don't think that you antagonize police officers. See, Jim, you and I are wired a certain way. You're fired up. You're a passionate man, but there's a circuit breaker, and tell me if I'm wrong, that respects authority. You might not agree with it, but you respect authority. And sometimes I think people, and maybe it's just being human, they get the better of themselves and they lose it.
Well, Kevin, you're correct. And the other morning I had mentioned that we have spoiled a lot of the minorities. Okay. And we've spoiled them because we've told them that they're victims and you're poor because the white people are keeping you that way and you deserve this and you deserve that. So they're raised with this chip on their shoulder. And that's why they defy authority. And that's why I had mentioned that Michael Brown that evening, he just didn't have any respect for the law. He wasn't going to be even though he just robbed a convenience store and bullied the owner of the store, he wasn't going to be messed with. You were not going to mess with him. And then when the verdict was handed down, the protesters, same thing. We don't like the decision, so we're going to burn the town down. And it comes from lack of respect, and it comes from, like I said, we spoil these people by giving them everything and then telling them that they're victims.
Well, and then we have the issue involving the crime-fighting attorney general and his sidekick, the president. Now, why do you think the situation in New York is different?
The reason I say it needs to be looked at a little bit differently, Kevin, because of the Mr. Garner there, he didn't use, you know, physical violence to go after the police, okay? He did resist arrest, okay? So, I mean, I'm not saying by any means he got what he deserved, but, I mean, unfortunately, these things happen when you know, if you don't obey the law and what have you. And I don't think the cops that night wanted to kill him. I think that was the last thing they wanted to do. But he wasn't real violent, number one. Number two, he was telling him, hey, I can't breathe and what have you, and the guy died.
Well, here's the deal. If you're telling the police you can't breathe, then they should allow you to breathe.
Well, yeah, I mean, Kevin, I don't have all the facts and grand juries, all the information that they have, okay? So I got to be very careful, you know, about making a decision on this. You heard me put my stake in the ground on other issues, but based on what I'm seeing so far, I'm just saying it needs to be looked at in a different way than Ferguson, because it's a different situation. The cops were not in threat. There was nobody that was robbed. There was nobody that was... none of the citizens were in threat. Just to switch gears for a moment, if you remember that in Waco, Texas, when they burned the Davidian deal down?
David Koresh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. They could have picked him up in town. Kevin, there's so many opportunities they had to pick this guy up, but they did it that way. And kind of that's my analogy. There's a right and way to wrong way to do things. And anyway... That's all. I think it needs a little bit more investigation, what have you. So I'm not going to make any more of a comment on
sure.
on the New York incident than I have.
Jim, thank you.
Okay, Kevin, have a good day.
All right, our great friend Jim from Middleton with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on time. Time for
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, the TSA, I'm not kidding here, could be looking to ban carry-on bags on any flight. Details coming up. We are talking about Ferguson and now this other situation in New York where people are just angry and upset. Is it a war on the police or is there something more? The president last night calling it, how should we put this, not a black problem but an American problem. Here's someone who saw the fight between a young man who died because of the police. By the way, it's this young man's widow. She vows that she will get justice for her husband.
I'm determined to get justice for my husband because he shouldn't have been killed in that way. He shouldn't have been killed in any way. He should be here celebrating Christmas yeah. and Thanksgiving and everything else with his children and his grandchildren.
It comes down to it, rightful war on police or excessive force. Hard to tell anymore, isn't it? Let's go to Linda in Emmett with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Me? I'm living the dream, sweetheart.
Good, me too. Sinus headache and all.
Well, what do you make of this? Do you trust the police?
I'm getting to the point where I'm leaning more and more towards not trusting the police.
Really?
The era that I grew up in, you know, the cop's word was law, and if he said anything different than the witness, they were with a cop. And I think the violence that we're seeing is a direct lack of education, not only on other people's rituals and how other people handle things, but our own way of handling things. That poor kid in New York you know, granted, he was fighting back, and you know, I might have done the same, but to kill him, that's stretching things a little bit.
I don't think it was their intent to kill him.
And I don't think so either, but on the other hand, a killing is a killing is a killing. Whether their motives were to disable him, or, and in the back of somebody said, oh, well, you know, what's one more? Let's get him. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's the way I see it.
All right.
Remember now, Megyn Kelly talks about what she sees.
And you're our Megyn Kelly.
I'm Megyn Kelly this morning.
You're the Treasure Valley's Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, well, you're the one that named me that.
She's got nothing on you.
This is true.
Linda, God bless you. Have a great day, honey.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about what you can and can't carry on planes. So much for happy holidays, or hoppy holidays, for that matter. And should fast food workers have the same type of benefits as everybody else? We'll debate those issues much, much more. 6:58, time for traffic. And Kevin Miller with you, reminding you the auction ends tonight at 7. You go to 580kido.com, click on the Seize the Deal section, and here's what you can bid on. How about a rafting trip? How about a trip to the springs, hot springs once a month for a year? That's a great package. A mattress from Bargain Mattress Outlet, full leg and laser hair removal. That sounds exciting. Maybe that could be a gift for yourself or somebody else. I don't know how you position that, but here you go, honey. Here's something to help with the hairy legs. I think it's a great deal. 580KIDO.com. Seize the deal. Auction items end tonight at 7. Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. Serving M.